Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3414BN. Today's date is July 30th, 2024, and the title of the episode is "The More the Deep State Pushes Its Agenda, the Worse It Will Get for Them. Backlash." Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you can see every move they're making right now is actually destroying themselves, because people now are actually seeing what they're actually trying to do. And the more they do, the worse it gets for them. And I do believe people are going to see a lot more. I mean, think about it. They took out Biden. They told the people that you don't have a choice. They chose the person. Biden has been destroying the country, open borders, destroying the economy, war. We're approaching war. And now we have this individual that the Democrats didn't even vote for. They told the people, this is the person that you're going to have, and you have no say in it. And this individual is following in the footsteps of Biden, but even a lot worse, because actually, what she's doing is she following the 16-year plan, which Obama set up. Now, do I believe he's the mastermind of all of this? No, I do believe there are people above him. But think about what people are seeing. You see, they can't hide anything anymore, because the fake news now, right now, is not in control. People now get their information from all different places. In the very beginning, when they started to lose control, they had to actually bring in the fact checkers to convince people that what they were saying was right. But soon what happened was more and more people, they saw other information and they started to question what the fact checkers were saying, because the fact checkers, they were just spinning the information and people were producing the actual information through video, documents, and other methods. Listen up, people. If you're not stockpiling medications after what we've been through, you're setting yourself up for disaster. The warning signs are everything with this bird flu in the headlines. The FDA commissioner just went on record saying the real worry is that it will jump to the human lungs, where, when that has happened in other parts of the world, the mortality rate has been 25%. We got to have testing, got to have antivirals, and we need to have a vaccine ready to go. Could they be more transparent about what's going to happen? Dr. Eric Ding, COVID expert, says, I would start stockpiling flu medicines like Tamiflu for your family starting now. If bird flu is ever human-to-human transmissible, you will regret it when near a certain shortage hits. Our personal responsibility to be prepared. And fortunately, you can get medications like Tamiflu easily without having to book an office appointment with your old physician. The wellness company developed a contagion emergency kit, a prescription-only stockpile of life-saving medications, including Tamiflu, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and Z-Pak. Medications that every American should have in the medicine cabinet. Do you have what your family needs this time around? Because most doctors still won't even consider prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but I've got you covered. Easily order online the one-of-a-kind prescription contagion emergency kit from the Wellness Company. Each prep kit provides you with a carefully selected assortment of effective medications for bird flu, COVID-19, and other respiratory illnesses. These include ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer. Rest easy knowing that you have emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Backed by research from experts like Dr. Peter McCullough, every American should have at least one of these kits in their home. Avoid the chaos, wait time, and price of a hospital, and have exactly what you need as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. At the end of the day, you have these life-saving medications on hand, and you won't have to worry about whatever is next. Go to twc.health/x22 and grab your contagion emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Code x22 saves you 10% at checkout. Kits are only available in the U.S. Or just click the link in the description. So the fact checkers, that whole entire push completely fell apart, and people saw this. And now people realize that the fake news, they push out 4 a.m. talking points, which is propaganda, and people see the truth. Now it's very, very difficult for them to control the narrative, especially when Kamala came on the scene. They try to make it seem like she's this incredible person. She's the candidate. And again, we know this is for the nomination process, but we also know that she was involved with everything that Obama wanted to be done. And now the people are seeing it, because they're going back in time and they're pulling up the videos and they're pulling up everything that Kamala has said. And the people now are learning the truth. So I do believe in the end, they'll be able to push Kamala for a little while. They'll probably get her to be the nominee, or maybe they'll do a complete switch during the DNC. We'll have to see how that all plays out. But I do believe in the end, eventually what's going to happen, their push to make her the shiny object is going to completely and utterly fail. And I do believe they're going to have to swap her out because there is just too much baggage with her. She's been part of the administration. And it would look very, very suspicious if they just jumped over and said, hey, you know something? Let's not make Kamala the presidential nominee. Let's make Mark Kelly. Let's make Shapiro. Let's make another individual the presidential nominee, because that would look very, very suspicious. Even Hillary Clinton, if they decided to go with Hillary Clinton, it would look very, very suspicious if they jumped over Kamala Harris, because again, she's a black woman, which she really isn't. But the people would look at this and go, wow, they just jumped over her. They jumped over an alleged black woman, which we all know she is not. And they put in a white man or a white woman. How would that play out on the playing field? It wouldn't at all. And people, they would reject this right away. So I do believe they had to bring Kamala in as the person to get the nominee. And then after that, it would be a lot easier to swap her out. Because again, she's not going to be able to pull the votes in. She's not going to be able to get the D party where they need to be. Remember, they want to cheat, so you need someone halfway decent. Now, it would be great if they left her in there. It would be great for Trump, because she'd be very, very easy to beat. Because, again, think about it. When she was running for president, her poll numbers were like 1% or something. And actually, they still are. Yes, all the poll numbers that you're seeing from Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and CNBC, all these poll numbers are completely and utterly fake. They oversample the Democrats. They pump it up and they try to convince the people something is happening when it really isn't. And I do believe everything is going to boomerang on them and the backlash is going to be absolutely unbelievable. But remember, as we approach the presidential election, I do believe things are going to heat up, and especially in August, because August is typically a very, very hot month. But I do believe when things heat up and everything they're trying to do, it's going to boomerang on them and the people are going to see who the true enemy is. And I do believe this is what this is all about. You need to see the true enemy, because remember, the deep state players, what they really want is they want us fighting each other. Trump, with the counterinsurgency, what he's doing, he's showing everyone the true enemy. And that's exactly what people are seeing. And more people are waking up as we move forward. And I do believe more and more people are going to wake up as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. I do believe this is why most likely they'll try to swap her out, to try to get someone in there that doesn't have all this baggage, because Kamala is part of the Biden administration taking the instructions from Obama. She has a lot of baggage. If you bring in someone like Michelle Obama, people are going to look at her and say, she has really no baggage. She's pretty popular. And they might be able to cheat in the election, which I don't believe they'll be able to do, because as we approach the election, I do believe if they bring her in, you're going to see a lot of information come out about the Obamas. Plus, we're heading towards war. We're heading towards an economic collapse. And this is not going to work out well for them in the end, because no matter what they do, they're still part of the D party. Trump's plan, I do believe, is to wake the D party up and let them see who the true enemy is. The enemy is their party. And I do believe the people are going to see this. Now, we're going to be discussing a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening out in the Olympics, because we saw how they had the drag queens, how are they making fun of Christianity. And we could see this is all part of their agenda. And you know it's really bad when Iran comes out and it says that France should be ashamed of themselves. Cowboy W2B put this out, and it says, Iran says France should be ashamed of itself for its opening ceremony at the Olympics. The insulting representation of Jesus Christ in Paris yesterday was completely offensive and crossed all red lines. France, a country with a major history of Christianity, must be ashamed of itself, and I implore our Christian people all over the world to speak out against this act. And they condemn this. Think about this for a second. Let that sink in. Iran is saying that this is wrong. Absolutely unbelievable. And when you look at the Olympics, you could see that they truly, I'm talking about the deep state players, they truly hate women. And during the Olympics, they had a male boxer fight a woman boxer. And how do you think this played out, because we have a man beating on a woman. Think about that for a second. Think about what their message actually is. It's absolutely unbelievable. And if you look at that and you see that message, look at the message that they sent with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. The DOJ just awarded Strzok and Page $2 million over the texts exposing the anti-Trump agenda. So basically they were paid off, and Merrick Garland is making the excuse that, hey, this should have never been done. It's political and we owe them money. So basically they just paid them off. What about everything that happened to General Flynn? Was that political when they went after him? Because remember, when Trump came into office, Obama said these are the two people you have to be careful of, Kim Jong-un and General Flynn. Then they went after General Flynn with all fake information. Even when it was dismissed, the judge, he decided to keep going, and he became like the prosecutor of the case. So it's interesting that that is not political, and everything that they have done to Trump with election interference, with all, you know, impeachment hoax number one, number two, all the indictments, all these guys, that is not political. But this right here with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, that is political. And they're awarded around $2 million. Again, this is a payoff. They are paying them. And this is how the criminal syndicate works. Do you see the two-tier justice system? I think it's becoming very, very clear. But you can see the deep state players, they now want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to remove a lot of the conservative justices. They've been going after Alito. They've been going after Clarence Thomas. And they've been trying everything they possibly can do to remove the conservative judges. So now they're trying to introduce these term limits. And of course, Biden has introduced this. But and again, this is going to fail in the end, because think about it. They want term limits for the Supreme Court, but not for themselves. So they have two separate rules. Again, I do believe that Congress should have the term limits. Why should we have someone in there for 60, 70 years? It makes no sense, especially when you start to look at the cities like out in California, where you have Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff. When you look out there, do you really think the people are voting for these individuals? Because their cities are completely and utterly falling apart. Their infrastructure is completely imploding. The people are living on the streets. Companies are leaving because of all the taxes, regulations, and everything that they're doing to their state with all their other crazy stuff. You really think these people are really voting these people in, or are these people installed and the deep state installs them? Remember, the election system is designed to put the people that they want in place. But DC Drano, he put this out and said, so you're telling me Democrat congressmen and senators are calling for term limits for Supreme Court justices, even though they oppose term limits for themselves? How can anyone take their argument seriously? And he's absolutely right. Dan Scavino, he put this out and said, Biden's rambling political speech on Supreme Court reform, what a joke. People see right through it. He is so angry right now that he failed to put his political opponent Trump behind bars before the 2024 presidential election. And as a result, operatives at the highest levels of the Dem Party threatened to forcibly remove him from office by invoking the 25th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, because he was going to get crushed by Trump. What a time to be alive. And that's absolutely true. And you can see, if you don't finish your mission, the criminal syndicate will remove you in the end. And I do believe they're not finished with him. Now, he might stay in there, but I do believe as war builds up and the economy starts to fall apart, and actually, I do believe we're getting indicators that there might be some type of chaos in this country. And this is going to definitely reflect on Kamala Harris. I think people are going to actually start to become a little bit afraid, a little bit scared, a little bit worried that she is in control. And I do believe with Biden still as the resident, I do believe people are going to see him as a national security problem. And I do believe people are going to look at Kamala saying, you know something, I don't think she can handle any of this stuff. And you have to remember, Kamala Harris, she co-sponsored legislation to protect illegal immigrants from deportation. This is back in 2019. Harris backed a bill sponsored by Senator Catherine Cortez Masto that would have rescinded Trump's administration era executive order 13768. So think about it. She wants the open border. She's following the instructions of Obama. And when we have the next event, everyone's going to be looking at her. And everyone's going to say, okay, look how this happened. She sponsored these bills. She wanted open borders. She wanted to defund the police. Then they're going to look at Biden and he won't be able to handle any of this. And this will be a national security problem. But we do have Attorney General Andrew Bailey. He is out there and he is now going after Biden and Kamala Harris for refusing to turn over documents about the flying of illegal immigrants into Missouri. We have a reason to believe they are deliberately flying illegal aliens from the border into our cities. And he said, not on my watch. And I do believe every attorney general in the red state, they should be looking at this and they should be bringing charges against them. But there is something that we found out, and I do believe moving forward, we're going to see an event and it's going to occur because these individuals are coming over the border. Allie Bradley put this out and said more than 1,000 known TDA members are in the U.S. and have been given the green light to fire on and attack law enforcement, according to an internal bulletin that went out across Border Patrol. The agency has encountered nearly 70 TDA members since October of 2023. TDA is the largest criminal organization of Venezuela, and its membership has spread throughout the Western Hemisphere and into the U.S. The Officer Safety Bulletin cites that Denver and New York received credible information on the threats. This morning, sources within New York's state police confirmed they have been alerted of the potential for green light attacks on law enforcement. Officers in New York are being told to remain vigilant and to reach out to their Strategic Criminal Intelligence Unit detective or gang detective if contact is made with an individual associated to TDA. One alert says that the TDA is known to exploit immigrant population and carry out attacks of violent crime. The Border Patrol bulletin reminds agents officers to remain cognizant of their surroundings, maintain a heightened sense of awareness, and always wear their body armor. And this comes at a time when Venezuela is dealing with unrest following the election where Maduro cheated in the election. Trump War Room actually confirms this and says, this is major. Border Czar Kamala Harris is a disgrace who has completely surrendered control of our southern border to cartels and terrorists. And it just so happens we have a post today of July 31st, 2019. We hit a delta, which is post 3568, and it says 24-hour warning. Be vigilant. See something. Say something. Know your surroundings at all time. So does that mean that something is about to happen? We're going to see an event. And again, this is going to reflect on Biden and Kamala. And we'll have to see what time period this actually happens. But it looks like something is about to happen. I do believe we're going to see an event. And since we're talking about Venezuela, it looks like they just had an election. And at this point, it looks like Maduro cheated in the election. George put this out and said, Nicolas Maduro has now activated the Venezuelan military to block people from voting because the turnout for the opposition is historic. Please pray for the people of Venezuela. Then George put this out. Armed gangsters who used to love Maduro are now coming out against him. The leader of the criminal gang, Tren Delano, just published a video issuing a warning to Maduro security forces to stand down against the people. My advice is that by listening to the people, they entrench themselves in their commands and let the people decide and put in and take out whoever they want. Now, again, it looks like there was cheating in the election. Because again, Maduro, he doesn't want to lose power. And when you look at the United States and you look at all the other countries where they install their leaders, you can see the same exact systems are used, Smartmatic or Dominion or whatever you want to call it. They use the same systems to cheat in the election. Remember, these systems are designed to install the people they want to make you think that it's a fair election when it really isn't. Think about it. We can't see the code. Not allowed to take the original ballots, compare it to the computer results. We're not allowed to look at the signatures and compare the signatures. So how possibly is any of these elections a transparent election? Wall Street Silver on X put this out and said, Venezuela opposition leaders Maria Corina Machado and Edmund Gonzalez have declared victory in the election. Socialist President Maduro is also claiming victory, but the data doesn't support his claims. The police and military may decide this. And it looks like we have another election and it has been stolen. And Wokeness put this out and said, exit polls. Opposition leader Gonzalez, 65%. Socialist dictator Maduro, 31%. Results from the election council. Maduro, 51%. Opposition leader Gonzalez, 44%. No leader or media organization should legitimize this fake election in any way. This was stolen from the people. So the exit polls are showing something completely and utterly different. And basically what they did is they skewed the results. And this is why the people are upset. Actually, if you go back to the elections here in 2020, the people of this country, they saw the same exact thing and the people were upset and they protested. The same thing now is happening out in Venezuela. But here in the United States, we have Blinken. He's letting everyone know that he condemns the election fraud in Venezuela. So wait a minute. You're seeing this same exact election fraud in Venezuela that you saw here, but he's not condemning anything here in the United States. Think about that for a second. But what's very interesting, it looks like Elon Musk is sending the message that Maduro is no longer president. He actually removed his government check and replaced it with a blue check. So there's no longer a gray check next to his name. It's now a blue check. He's just a regular citizen and he has a paid account. Compared to the gray check, which is government officials, and he's no longer the president. So it looks like Elon Musk is actually sending the message to everyone that he is no longer the president. And when you look at the exit polls and when you start to look at this, you could see that they definitely cheat. So what they should do is they should go to their Smartmatic machines and they should go to the paper ballots. They should pull everything out and compare it. And this is something they don't want to do, because if this was truly a transparent election, they would allow this. If they don't allow it and they try to cover it up and they try to stop anyone from actually looking at the raw information, that should tell you everything you need to know about the election, because the people are electing their next leader. The people have every right to go back in time and look at the actual papers and the computer results. And if they try to stop anyone from doing this, like they did here in the United States, that is election interference right there. That should tell you everything you need to know. Just like with what's happening now with war. War is now building across the globe. Russia now is docking 3 warships in Havana for a couple of days, and it looks like they're continually bringing in ships into Cuba, into that area. And once again, you have to remember, they got rid of the treaty, and I do believe as war picks up out in Ukraine, it's not just going to affect Ukraine, it's going to affect North Korea, it's going to affect what's happening in Cuba, and I do believe we're going to see most likely something like a Cuban Missile Crisis. And is the resident going to be able to handle something like that? Is Kamala going to be able to handle something like that? I think you're going to see a complete and utter disaster from both of them. First, they'll probably get rid of Biden. Then you'll have Kamala handle this. And what do you think is going to happen? The war is just going to intensify and it's going to get worse and worse. And as this builds, people are going to get nervous. And the foreign countries are going to look at Kamala and say, we have a weak leader. We can take advantage of this. And what the people are going to see, they're going to see probably an attack on this country. First, we'll probably have an attack because of open borders. Next, we'll have an attack because most likely they'll try to attack this country. And we might see a missile head into this country. It might explode over the ocean. We might see a dirty bomb in the United States. And we might see 24/7 coverage of them trying to disarm it, or maybe it will explode. We don't know what's going to happen, but people, they will get the message and they'll realize that the country is being attacked and we're heading towards war. And they will see that the resident, if he's still there, or Kamala, makes no difference if either one is there, but if she is in charge and she's the acting president, they will see how she handles this. And people would become scared. They'll feel the fear within themselves, like she cannot handle this. We're heading towards war. And I do believe this is going to wake up a lot of people. And people are going to see this and experience this. And I do believe this is all part of the plan to wake the D party up. Now, do I think we're going to head into war? I think it's going to look like we're heading into war. I think we're going to hit the precipice. And this is why Trump is continually out there telling everyone that we're heading towards war, but I can have peace. And think about it. He had Viktor Orban go around, speak to these individuals. He had Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago. I do believe he's completely and utterly prepping for all of this. And as we approach the presidential election, we're going to see all of this heat up. And what's very interesting, if we go back to 2020, we know that they used COVID to create chaos, to make everyone believe that you can't go to the voting booths, you can't vote in person, and that's how they ushered in the mail-in ballots and the drop boxes to cheat. This time around, they don't have the same ability. I think they'll try, but as we move down and we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I think they're running out of time. Now, what happens if they release this after the election to cause the chaos, to scare the people with some type of pandemic? Because again, I do believe Trump's going to win. I do believe they're going to try to cyber attack the election system. Most likely they'll try to delay it, or they'll use it to say that Trump didn't actually win. Russia actually helped him with this hack. But we'll be talking a little bit more about that a little bit later. But when you look at the bird flu right now, you can see the American Medical Association made a few changes this past week to its current procedural terminology system, described as the leading medical terminology code set for describing healthcare procedures and services. One change is the creation of a new CPT code for the H5N8 influenza virus vaccine candidates that receive emergency use authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The new CPT code is a vital preparatory step in response to the potential danger to humans from a highly infectious avian influenza disease. Tom Wren says, I expect the next pandemic after Trump gets back into office, unless he finds a way to shut it down. So they might try to use this and create so much chaos when he is elected to make it seem like he can't function, and they're going to try to take back control. But I do believe in the end, let's talk about our health. If you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about pain relief is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we're all searching for an effective way to relieve pain without side effects and addictions. Let me be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opioid crisis. You may even be affected personally. And that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned expert featured in national media as he unveils a natural pain reliever that has taken the world by storm. Yes, I'm talking about Conalidine, the 100% drug free way to get full body pain relief without dangerous pills. As you read this, the Conalidine has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes. It's so powerful, it was even named the official pain reliever of the UFC, and those guys know a thing or two about managing pain. Now get this. Clint explains how Conalidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in no time. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it worked. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. It's just like my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, neck, joints all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Conalidine doesn't make me feel the least bit groggy. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news, Conalidine has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. Hear me when I say this, Conalidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So whatever you do, make sure to click on the link below this video and check out Clint's amazing informative report on how Conalidine is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at one-tenth the cost of pain pills. Now here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can access the only Conalidine product in the world for less than $1 per day. Clint has provided this private link until midnight tonight. You are days away from finally beating pain forever. Go to trykono.com/x22 now and see for yourself, or click the link in the description. This is all going to fail because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared and ready to counter all of this. And remember, the bird flu is not dangerous. Why? Because you have hydroxychloroquine, you have ivermectin, and those work with any virus. And this is coming from medical doctors. And you know why the deep state wanted to keep this drug away from we the people. Because if you learn that this helps with other viruses, would you be afraid of any other plandemic? No, you wouldn't. Their plan just wouldn't work. But you could see the deep state players, they're trying to change everything in this country. They're removing our statues. They're trying to change history. They want to get rid of the Constitution. And what's very interesting is the new quarter just came out, and it looks like they're sending us a message here. And the new quarter, you had George Washington on it, and he was facing In God We Trust. The new quarter, he's facing away from In God We Trust. Why would they do that? That is very interesting. DC Drano said, so, the newest quarter turned George Washington's face away from In God We Trust. The Biden regime is sending a clear message. And I do believe they are sending a clear, very clear message. Just like they sent a very clear message on January 6th. And you have to remember, in January 6th, when you have an insurrection, you have an insurrection against the sitting president. Who was the sitting president at the time? It was not Biden. They didn't certify the election results. He was not inaugurated. It was President Trump. So the deep state players, they had an insurrection against the sitting president. That's why Biden didn't come out and say, go home peacefully. Trump came out on Twitter and a video message saying, go home peacefully. And what did they do? They censored that. They didn't want you to see that part because that is part of the insurrection where the president says, go home peacefully. When they don't, and he's not talking about to the Trump supporters. He's talking to Pelosi. He's talking to the FBI. He's talking to the Capitol Police. He's talking to Antifa. He's talking up to the deep state players who are hiding behind the curtains. He's talking to them. And when they don't go home peacefully, that's an insurrection against the president, which means the military is then activated. And what's very interesting is Pelosi, she released her video saying that, yes, she was responsible for not having the National Guard there. And this is caught on video. And what we've come to find out is that Nancy Pelosi's top security aides received warnings about a potential Capitol breach the night before the January 6th protests. Pelosi could have called in the National Guard. She decided not to. So January 6th was a setup, just like what happened to Trump with the assassination attempt. That was an operation. So when you really look at January 6th, this was an operation that they had. This wasn't happening by mistake or because they didn't know what was going on. They want you to think that, just like the assassination attempt. But really, this is about the operation. And they use these tactics to make you think that it was just because everything wasn't laid out. They didn't do their jobs. This is how they cover up what they have done. But in reality, it's an actual operation. So two top House security aides under then Speaker Nancy Pelosi got stark warnings from police the night before the January 6th riots that protesters might try to breach the U.S. Capitol through its tunnel systems and block lawmakers from voting to certify Joe Biden's presidential election win. And this is according to a newly obtained memo and text messages. Ooh, I guess the text messages are starting to come out. The memos are starting to come out. The emails are starting to come out that Nancy Pelosi was actually behind this. Now, ask yourself a simple question. How did they know that they were planning this? Because the deep state planned it. This is how they know this. The deep state planned this. Who was telling Nancy Pelosi that this was going to happen? Who caught Nancy Pelosi in all this because they knew that she wouldn't follow through on this? Was that the Patriots? And then all of a sudden the text messages are released showing that she is responsible for all this. She actually caused this. Think about where this is all going right now. Trump and the Patriots, they caught them. They caught them with the Unselect Committee. They caught them with what happened on January 6th with the National Guard and who's responsible for this. Drip, 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 then flood. This is what people are saying. The people are going to see this with the attempted assassination. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But before we get there, it seems that now Al Gore has endorsed Kamala Harris because he says that's the kind of climate champion we need in the White House. So all these individuals, you can see who the true enemies are. They are pushing the Green New Scam. They're pushing the Great Reset. And these are their soldiers that they need to carry this out. This is why they're completely and utterly behind them. And what's very interesting is that Kamala and group, they're trying to put together these groups like white dudes for Harris, black people for Harris, Mexican people for Harris. I mean, they're just making all this up. And what's very interesting is Alex put this out and said, these are the guys running white dudes for Harris. And when you look at them, ooh, it's a scary thing. Don Jr. says, sounds about right. And he's absolutely right about this. And what's very interesting is we could see that Elon Musk, yes, he's controlling X. I do believe the code, which is millions of lines of code, there's a lot of stuff that's built into it. And I do believe it, when something happens, it triggers it and it either suspends accounts or shadow bans. And I do believe as Elon sees these things happen, I do believe he fixes them. But we have to remember, X was developed not as a social media platform, just like YouTube and Google and the rest. It's actually a censorship machine. That's how it was actually developed. And what's very interesting is that the D's, they're getting very upset about X. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, define hypocrisy, pointing to two articles from 2020, one from Politico, one from C-SPAN. This is from Politico. Democrats renew calls for Twitter to suspend Trump for spreading misinformation. C-SPAN, Representative Naylor defends Facebook ban of former President Trump. Fast forward to today. Here's from The Advocate. Democrats demand answers to why X limited ability to follow Kamala Harris's campaign account. NBC News, Naylor urges Republicans to investigate X's restriction on Kamala Harris's campaign account, citing censorship concerns. So wait a minute. It's okay to censor Trump, but wait a minute. If we're limiting the reach of Kamala Harris, which they have to prove, right? It's a private corporation. Elon can do whatever he wants. Now they're concerned about it. Does everyone see it now? Does everyone see what's going on? And the other thing that's very interesting is that all these influencers that are out there for Biden and Kamala Harris, these people are all paid. And remember, there's huge troll farms that are trying to make you think that everyone is for Kamala Harris. And Lara Loomer put this out, and actually Trump retruthed this. It says, exposed. Support for Kamala Harris on TikTok and Instagram is fake and paid for. The social media support for Kamala Harris is paid for astroturfing. Kamala Harris's presidential campaign appears to be paying for social media influencers to post videos and posts in support of her, which is further evidence that her online social media support is fake and paid for. Absolutely. So basically, they're paying people to make you think she's much more popular than she really is. They have trolls that are commenting on different posts to make you think that she's much more popular than she really is. They're using fake polls by oversampling the Democrats to make you think she's more popular than she really is. Everyone's seeing the picture. It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And think about all the donations that are coming in right now to Act Blue. They use people's names that have donated before, and they use these names over and over and over to launder the money into Act Blue. So someone's account who maybe donated $50 or $100 once, they use that same name and they donate $100, $200, $500, $700, $900 using the same name. And people don't even know their name is being used. But it looks like the Virginia Attorney General Mason Moraes announced his office is looking into allegations of fraudulent donations to Act Blue. The announcement comes after alarming allegations of fraud that surfaced online. And one example was unveiled by Nova Campaigns, where a 79-year-old woman had allegedly made 22,619 donations to Democrats for $839,466. The woman, Carrie Alberti, lives in the Virginia suburbs and rents an apartment for less than $2,000 a month. Utter fraud via Act Blue. My office is aware of these allegations, and rest assured, we're looking into it. I do believe every attorney general should be looking into this, and they should be basically investigating how this possibly could be happening. This is how they launder the money. And this is how they make you think that, wow, look, Kamala got all this money. She's popular. So add this all together with what they've been doing. They're trying to build her up for the nomination process. But in the end, that shiny object is going to get duller and duller and duller. I mean, think about it. She was at WISCON, and she was in a gym that holds 3,500 people. Less than 300 people came to see Kamala and Governor Shapiro. So they put up these black curtains and they made the venue smaller to make you think there were a lot more people there. But again, there was about 300 people. This should tell you everything you need to know. Kamala is not popular. Kamala is not doing well in the polls. Kamala is not bringing in this money. People on social media platforms are not all for Kamala. This has been created to make you think that this is happening. Again, what is the deep state really good at? The deep state is very good at creating illusions. And this is just another one of their illusions that they have created. And I do believe that people are starting to see this and recognize this. And people are also starting to realize that the cover-up is now happening with the attempted assassination on Trump. And remember when they told us that he came in with a ladder, then he brought the ladder later, then he put it on top of that resin little shed and the roof couldn't support it and he climbed out that way? Now they're saying he didn't use a ladder. He didn't, even though he purchased it, he decided not to use it and he got up in a completely different way. They said that he climbed the HVAC, transversed the rooftops to the shooting perch. So the FBI is now changing their story, and this is what they do. They continually change their story. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the FBI, and this is coming from Andrew Torba, the FBI is now claiming that the Trump shooter, Thomas Crooks, had an unspecified social media account. Now, this was in 2019, 2020, when he was 14 or 15 years old. And they said that he posted anti-immigrant and anti-Semitic content. Now, remember, they said he didn't have any social media platform accounts. He didn't have anything. There was no footprint. There was nothing. And remember, they told us he was acting alone before they actually accessed his phone. How would they know all this? It makes no sense whatsoever. And this is not consistent with Gab's understanding of what really happened here. So Gab, they received an emergency disclosure request, an EDR. They received it from the FBI last week for Gab account Epic Microwave, which, based on the content of the EDR, the FBI appeared to think belonged to Thomas Crooks. Many, particularly regime media reporters, have doubted Gab's claims that this request existed. Normally, we don't confirm the existence or content of law enforcement communications. In this instance, we had to make an exception due to the overwhelming public interest in disclosure and transparency. As a courtesy to law enforcement, we're not going to post the entire request. This is the first page of that request. The story is this. The account for which data has requested was unequivocally pro-Biden and in particularly pro-Biden's immigration policy. To the best of Gab's knowledge, as of 2021, Crooks was a pro-lockdown, pro-immigration, left-wing Joe Biden supporter. So that is very interesting. Now, think about it. Gab put this out onto the social media platforms. The FBI never expected this. Actually, they expected Trump to be dead. And now they're trying to spin all of this, trying to cover everything up. And their story is not making sense anymore. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is they're letting us know that this individual scouted out the entire area and days before, and he decided to look at all the different rooftops to see which was the best rooftop. How did he know where the stage was going to be? How did he know where everything was going to be set up? And since people were setting up, how did they allow him access? Again, when you start to look at all this, this is an operation. Do you really think this 20-year-old individual outsmarted the Secret Service? Really think about this for a second. And the other thing that's very interesting is that where he was, if you look at the window down below, and this individual was videoing this area, there are flashes coming from a window. This reminds me of what happened with JFK. Remember when they said, oh, it came from the grassy knoll, and they said, oh, maybe there was someone there, and they say that's conspiracy theory. But I do believe there was probably someone in the drainage area, the sewer. They were firing from that angle up into JFK, and that's who actually killed JFK, not Oswald. And remember, the FBI said, oh, he was searching for Oswald. So when you look at this and you look at this situation, it seems that we have a flash coming from a window. Now, I do believe this is how the deep state works. The FBI works. They get a patsy. They brainwashed the Patsy. And right now, the FBI, I mean, the CIA is saying that they didn't use MK Ultra on this individual. I can't even believe they even admitted that, which means they probably did. And they usually have one or two shooters. So they have a Patsy or one or two shooters, and they make it look like the Patsy has done the killing, and then they kill the Patsy later. So this way the Patsy can't talk. This is how they do these things. And there is a video, and Health Ranger put this out, and you could see a flash coming from the window. Now, this is not confirmed yet, but this is very, very suspicious. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Wokeness put this out, is that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, he called the Trump fist image one of the most badass things he's ever seen. Now, he said this 10 days ago. Fast forward to today, Zuckerberg is interfering in our elections again. When you do a search for the picture of Trump holding up his fist, it says this is an altered photo. And this is coming from Meta's independent fact checkers. That is very interesting. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, Facebook has just admitted that it wrongly censored the Trump attempted assassination photo and got caught. Same thing for Google. They made it virtually impossible to find pictures or anything about this heinous act. Both are facing big backlash over censorship claims. Here we go again. Another attempt at rigging the election. Go after Meta and Google. Let them know we are all wise to them. We'll be much tougher this time. MAGA 2024. And he's absolutely right. We have to continually call these individuals out. Now think about it. When they can't censor, when they cannot manipulate the elections like this anymore, what do you think they're going to do? Most likely, they will shut down the flow of information. So I think we could see where this is all headed. But when you look at Google and you type in words like President Donald, it doesn't come up Donald Trump. When you type in assassination attempt on TR, it says Truman. It doesn't say Trump. Even when you go to UM, it never comes up with Trump's name. So basically, they're trying to hide this from the people. Facebook, Google, you could see they're all doing the same thing. They're censoring. And now the people, they're calling them out on this. Remember, there are other platforms right now. There's Truth, there's X, there's Rumble, there's BitChute. And when people see it on the other platforms and they look at Google, they look at Facebook, they say, what's going on here? Why are you censoring? Why doesn't this information come up? Why can't I see the picture? So again, if you can't control the flow of information, what do you do in the end? You have to shut down the flow of information if you're going to try to cheat in the election. And I do believe that is exactly what they're going to do. But Elon Musk, he put this out and said, the legacy media engages in the mass synchronization of emotion for political purposes. They are de facto arm of the DNC. And he's absolutely right. The social media companies are, the propaganda networks are, they're all part of the criminal syndicate. And I think all the pieces are now coming together and people are seeing this. But what's very interesting is that we had the Communist Party. They were marching in Philadelphia, about 500 communists. And it's very interesting that the news doesn't really care about this. So we had neo-Nazis marching. The news doesn't care about that. We have the Patriot Front group marching. The news doesn't care about that. The communists now are marching. The news doesn't care about that. You think they're planning on using these individuals later on? I do believe so. And think about what's approaching right now. We know that chaos is approaching. We see what's happening with Hamas. This is Antifa. They're just dressing up as Hamas supporters. They just change costumes. I do believe most likely they'll change costumes again. Think about it. If they have the bird flu after Trump gets elected and they say everyone has to wear a mask and they try to implement mask mandates again, do you think all these Antifa, the illegals, they'll start putting on masks to protest what happened in the election? I do believe so. And you can see they're preparing for all of this. But Trump, he said something very interesting at the St. Cloud, Minnesota rally. And by the way, there was a lot of people there. There was a huge overflow crowd. And he said, anyone, and when you look at these individuals burning the flag, anyone that burns the American flag should get immediately mandatory 1 year in jail. And think about all these individuals that are burning the flag. And these are the Antifa people, and they did it during BLM, and they are doing it now as the fake Hamas supporters. Now, what's very interesting is you can see the Democrats, they are trying to use emotions to persuade people into voting for them. Scott Adams put this out and said, election persuasion update. Democrats are using the mean girl strategy of labeling Republican candidates as weird because Democrat policies poll so poorly. It is a solid strategy for pleasing their base. Everyone can play it because it requires no actual knowledge. All the media puppets are repeating the weird accusations in a super creepy zombie way while pretending they're having original thoughts. Republicans are countering by pointing out that's batshit crazy Democrat women who are disproportionately being treated for mental health issues are a danger to civilization. And the Democrat men who are controlled by the crazy women are barely male. And it isn't even August yet. And yes, this is what they're trying to do. Ooh, J.D. Vance is weird. Oh, this person's weird. But think about all the people that they placed in the White House. Those people are weird. Do you really think emotions are going to work? Not in this way, but I do believe emotions are going to work for Trump, because when the country has an event in this country, people will feel the fear, and that is an emotion. When the country is an attack by a foreign entity, the people will feel fear. That is an emotion. People, they're going to want that fear to disappear. And I do believe Trump is going to play on that to show the people the true enemy of this country, because the true enemy wants war. The true patriot wants peace. And you're going to see how this all plays out. And I do believe Trump is going to get the majority of the D party on his side. And what's very interesting is you can see how the D party reacts to an individual wearing a Trump shirt. And you can see how the patriots, the MAGA supporters, react when someone wears a Biden shirt. This individual decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put on a Trump shirt and go visit the Biden people. Well, they were screaming, they were yelling. And then he decided to put on a Biden shirt and go over to the Trump supporters. And they were very, very nice when he was there. Take a listen.
This guy goes to a Biden protest in a Trump shirt and a Trump event in a Biden shirt. You can clearly see the difference between Trump and Biden supporters.
I'm right into the Biden protest with a Trump shirt.
Get your ass across the street.
What the f*** is everyone so hostile?
Go over there with your people.
You guys are my people.
Look. No, you're not.
You're a Trump supporter.
No, Biden says children, not Trump.
Supporter.
No, stop, stop. Don't snitch. Stop, I'm blending in.
Leave.
No. Why is everyone so angry?
I'm just fucking dumb or stupid.
I'm just walking the sidewalk. You see how much hate it is over here? It's a public sidewalk. I feel like I'm gonna get jumped out. Oh, man. When you poured water on me, did it make you feel happy?
Yeah.
I have to change shirts. Can I hide behind you? Okay.
Okay.
I was feeling crazy today. Hey, come on. It's just so much more respect over here. I'm here for my favorite president, Biden 2024. I want to sniff children.
And remember, the D party, they're supposed to be for love and acceptance. I think everyone now can see the difference, and it's becoming very, very clear. And what's very interesting is as we approach the presidential election, we know those true patriots in the White House, they want Trump back. They realize the government is a complete and utter mess. They realize the country's falling apart. And actually, Dan Scavino confirms this and says, so many of the White House career employees want Trump back. Trust me, I know. And they do want him back, because this government in D.C. is absolutely a gigantic disaster. And the people there, they see this. Now, remember, I'm not talking about the swamp people. I'm talking about the good people that really want to do a good job. And there's many of them. Yes, there are many in the FBI. There's many in many different agencies. But again, to control these agencies, all you need to do is put someone at the top that orders them to do certain things. And that's what they did to infiltrate this country. They've infiltrated the top level. And this way, they can control everything down below. Even though the people know that it shouldn't be this way, even though the people resist this, they follow orders because they don't want to be fired. So you can see this is how they infiltrated this entire country. But again, the good people of this country, they want Trump back. And I do believe they're going to be getting Trump back. And as we approach the presidential election, we're going to see everything really start to fall apart around the deep state players, around the Biden administration. And when people see all this, it's just going to get worse and worse for them. Not better. It's going to get worse. It's going to feel like things are falling apart. But again, Trump is actually showing the people, look how they're going to handle this. Here we have an event that just happened, and these people came over the border. Look, now we have an event of another country attacking this country. Look how these people handle this. Can you see what they're doing? And I think the people are going to see it very, very clearly. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.